Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Medals for 2018, along with Justin Mangold. I'm Jeff Overholzer here at Wapakoneta High School. For the Fort Recovery Indians, 18-5, will take on a Gopher team that's 16-8. Ridgemont. Ridgemont will be in their green with gold, and Fort Recovery in their purple and white. Justin, tonight's ball game certainly is the ticket to the district championship game on Saturday night.
Yeah, have to win tonight's game again. Tonight is against Ridgemont, and Minster's the favorite in the district. Fort Recovery lost to them at the buzzer during the regular season, so don't want to be looking ahead to Minster for a possible game on Saturday, so have to get through this first game against Ridgemont first. And Ridgemont, not a very deep team. Fort Recovery does have an advantage there, so we will see.
We will have more comments with Justin Mangold. We'll also talk to head coach Brian Patch of the Fort Recovery Indians. It's coming up on the pregame right after this on WPGW Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by or call. Using my 20-plus years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, making sure you are treated with respect and understand the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and as a Federal Home Loan Bank member, the Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant toward the purchase of your home. For more information, call me at 375-4149. Proudly supporting the Indians throughout the tournament run, Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Fort
Recovery Lady Indians basketball here tonight from Wapakoneta District Semifinals, which, Justin, it's actually equivalent to an Indiana Regional that Fort Recovery's playing in tonight.
Yeah, Fort Recovery's actually seeded second. Ridgemont is the 5 seed. They upset St. Henry on Saturday, 48-44. Fort Recovery got here by beating Ada, big blowout there. And the second game tonight will be New Bremen, the 3 seed, and Minster, the 1 seed. So again, Minster won 61-27 over New Knoxville, and New Bremen over Marion Local 44-34. So it's the 5-2 and the 3-1 here tonight. We'll come back, or we'll go to the interview with Fort Recovery head coach Brian Patch.
Brian, what's been the preparation for this week after a sectional championship, now into the district semifinals tonight?
Pretty much the same as we've done all year as far as preparation goes. I mean, Coach Vaughn and I have sat down and one watch film and kind of see what they like to do as far as offense and defense, and then we've just been, you know, practicing the normal tradition, and you know, at this point, not trying to change up what we do, just keep doing what we do that way. We want, it's comfortable, it's what our kids know, it's what we know, and so just practicing as hard as we can and watching enough film and being prepared. So
what do you feel like that Ridgemont's going to do tonight, and what you would like to do also?
They like to push it, get them down the floor a little bit, get in transition some, and then they mix up their defenses. They play a lot of mix up between man and 1-3-1 and try to trap and pressure you a little bit. For us defensively, that's kind of what we want to make sure is our calling card tonight, is us being able to get stops when we need to, because they do have a lot of outside shooters, is being able to guard them from the outside. But also their leading scorer is a player who likes to drive and get to the basket. So our ability to be able to guard her off the bounce and be able to keep her in front, box her out, and keep her off the glass, but then also be able to get out on their other players, their other shooters, is the key for us defensively. So,
well, Coach, good luck in tonight's ball game, and I know that you're looking for big things from the purple and white.
Yes, thanks, Jeff, and thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Again, Brian Patch, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Fort Recovery 18-5. The Ridgemont Golden Gophers at 16-8. And Justin, the crowd still filing in, getting prepared for this first game, and of course the second game. That winner will play the winner of this game. So a lot of things really here tonight, ready for championship night.
Yeah, three or four of the teams here are MAC teams. They all know each other very well. And not a bad crowd here so far. It's not a split session or anything. So by the time this game, the second game starts, this place is going to be packed.
We will have tonight's coverage of this basketball game, Ridgemont Golden Gophers and Fort Recovery Indians. The identical teams, of course, Fort Recovery playing in the MAC. They play Parkway. They also played St. Henry and, of course, Ada in the tournament. Those were the three teams that Ridgemont Golden Gophers, they played. And what's ironic about this, of course, Fort Recovery won big over Ada, beat St. Henry during the season, but then Ridgemont went into double overtime, triple overtime, and their wins for recovery pretty much had their win over Parkway.
Yeah, it took Ridgemont a triple overtime in their first game against Parkway here in the sectional, and that was again Parkway led a lot of that ball game, but Ridgemont got them in the fourth quarter and ended up pulling out the triple overtime victory. I think that kind of helped them going into the sectional championship on Saturday. You get the momentum from having a big win like that in triple overtime, and that kind of helped beat St. Henry.
And we will have tonight's game, the starting lineups with Justin Mangold coming up. Keep it right here, WPGW Radio.
Join the Pakasat Gas Club at a Pakasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pakasat website, pakasat.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pakasat, there's one near you.
Hey, Joe, look at this delicious meal. Steak, eggs, and milk. And think what it all has in common. Corn.
I do not understand.
Think about it. The beef cattle was fed corn that helped make the steak. The chicken was fed corn that helped make the eggs. The dairy cow was fed corn silage that helped make the milk.
I thought it all came from the store.
Farmers, thank you for helping provide delicious, nutritious meals. And the next time you have corn to sell, call Cooper Farms at 1-800-637-7161.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, located a mile north of the village on State Road 49, has a spacious hall for weddings, family reunions, parties, and dances too. Schedule your party by calling 419-375-2398. That's 419-375-2398. They have plenty of room for parking too. The Fort Recovery American Legion.
Once again, Fort Recovery Napa is having their farm and tool sale in the spring, March 12th through 16th, open house on Wednesday. Farm fielders up to 75% off, Bull Camp products up to 20% off. Tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, downtown Fort Recovery. So don't forget this great sale.
This is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health plan pharmacy. Hop on over to Historic Fort Recovery for the Fort Recovery Merchants Easter Egg Hunt on Saturday, March 24th at 10 a.m. There's a prize in every egg, and one grand prize winner will win a bike. At the Hine Amphitheater, Easter Bunny himself will be there for free 4x6 pictures. So join us on Saturday, March 24th, registration at 10 a.m. for the Fort Recovery Merchants Bunny Hop Easter Egg Hunt. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholzer here at Wapakoneta in Auglaize County, Ohio for this district semifinal game between the Fort Recovery Indians and the Ridgemont Golden Gophers. Send it over now to Justin Mangold with tonight's starting lineups.
All right, first for Ridgemont, again, they will start Faith Jenkins. She is a 5'3 junior. Shaylee McGrath, a 5'10 junior. Priscilla Howland, their leading scorer, a 5'10 senior. Meadow Kramer, a 5'8 senior. And Jennifer Jordan, a 5'11 sophomore. For Fort Recovery tonight, the usual starting lineup without Kaya Wendell in the lineup at least. 5'10 senior Grace Tin will start. A 5'9 senior Carly Stone. A 5'5 freshman Kiara Wendell. A 6'2 sophomore Olivia Patch. And a 6' sophomore Val Mollenkamp. Brian Patch, the head coach of Fort Recovery. Tim Wymott, the head coach of Ridgemont.
You know, you look at tonight's game, Justin, and Ridgemont is averaging 58 points a game, Fort Recovery 46. But when you stack them up conference-wise, Ridgemont from the Northwest Central Conference, which they joined the conference in 2001, they finished runner-up. They finished in second place behind a team called Elgin, and Fort Recovery finished third. And, of course, everybody knows about the MAC conference. So I guess what I'm saying is you have to play the game on the court. But this may be a pretty interesting ball game tonight.
Yeah, the MAC a much more difficult conference. That's why Fort Recovery obviously finished lower than Ridgemont did in their conference. But yeah, should be a competitive game here tonight. Ridgemont, like Coach Patch said, they like to shoot a lot of threes. They're not as ball controlled as Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery likes to control tempo more than Ridgemont does. And you can only see in Ridgemont once, but they have a decent post player. They like to go inside if they can get it in there, but they're not going to have an easy time against Fort Recovery going inside with Val Mollenkamp and Olivia Patch defending inside.
Ridgemont is 16-8. Fort Recovery is 18-5. Fort Recovery will be in the road purple uniforms, white numerals and lettering, and Ridgemont will be in their home white, Kelly green numerals and lettering, trimmed in gold.
Yeah, not, they don't look like Golden Gopher uniforms we're used to from Minnesota. They're completely different. Officials tonight, a very veteran crew tonight. They have 88 years of experience combined, starting with Randall Prince, 35 years, Amy Rowe, 32 years, and Josh Crossgrove in his 21st year. So a lot of experience on this officiating crew.
Now we're getting ready for the first 8 minutes of this district semifinal game here on WPGW. Tonight we will have IU basketball. It's the Big Ten tournament from Madison Square Garden in the Big Apple. IU will take on Rutgers. Now they'll tip at 9 o'clock. We'll join the coverage on the IU Radio Network after our high school basketball coverage. Now tomorrow night we'll have the Huntington North tournament on the radio with Justin Mangold and Zeb Hudson. And they will be at Huntington North. But Huntington North and Fort Wayne Wayne and then Homestead will be playing Fort Wayne South. That will be on AM 1440 and FM 105.3. And then tomorrow night, we'll have Fort Recovery boys basketball. Fort Recovery will be playing in the tournament as well. So we'll have that tomorrow night at starting at 6 o'clock.
Right. If they take on Van Buren in their sectional championship tomorrow night.
You know, there's a little twist about that.
That's what I was getting ready to say. An old Fort Recovery player is the head coach of Van Buren, so 2003 graduate.
Tyler Niekamp.
Right. So it'll be an interesting matchup tomorrow night.
So we have all that for you. And, of course, if Fort Recovery wins here tonight in the girls' game, they'll be playing on Saturday night here at Wapakoneta for the district championship. And if they win tonight, we will give you ticket information that they will sell, pre-sell tickets tomorrow at Fort Recovery High School. But first things first, let's see what the Indians can do here in this game. Dr. Banta would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in this basketball game from the family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banta on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banta's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Chrissy Hart and Lori Tin. The family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banta in Portland. Dr. Banta would love to be your family's dentist. Tip is controlled by Fort Recovery. Indians will go left to right on your radio dial. Ridgemont will go right to left. Grace 10 with the basketball, left side, on top to Val Mullenkamp. She'll pass the ball back into the corner to 10 for three. Good.
Grace 10 picked up right where she left off on Saturday. And again, she's Fort Recovery's all-time leading three-point shooter in pretty much every category you can think of.
And she is continuing tonight as Ridgemont throws the ball away underneath the right block. Ball eludes number 15, Shaylee McGrath.
I know this applies to every team, but Ridgemont does not want to fall behind Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery is a good team when they have the lead.
Dribbling all the way underneath is 10, and 10 is slapped and fouled.
Over foul number 24, Meadow Cromer.
And that foul will be on 24, Meadow Cromer.
That's her first foul, team first. So Grace 10 to the free throw line where she shoots 69%.
First free throw is good. So Grace 10 right now with all four Indians points, 4-0, 7:17 to play in the Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound Ridgemont. The ball in the backcourt. It's Faith Jenkins. Up court pass goes to Mackenzie Rader. To Jennifer Jordan. Jordan loses the ball right into the hands of Fort Recovery. The steal by Kiara Wendell. Wendell up court pass to Val Mullenkamp. Dribbles into the free throw circle. Turns, shoots, and misses. Rebound going to Ridgemont. Clearing the board, Priscilla Howland. She's the top player for the Golden Gophers of Ridgemont. They're from, guess where? Mount Victory, Ohio.
Hopefully they don't get the victory tonight.
That is so true. Ball is slapped away and stolen. Carly Stone with it. And the ball's still loose. Carly Stone flips the ball ahead and off of the fingertips of Kara Wendell. Turnover on Fort Recovery.
Again, Fort Recovery playing without Kaya Wendell again tonight with the injury. I think she's supposed to have a checkup either today or tomorrow. So they said Saturday was the earliest she might be back, and that is very unlikely, though.
6:20 to play. Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Indians up 4-0. Winner here will be playing Saturday night for the district championship. Ridgemont looking a little tight here in the early going.
Now Fort Recovery extending the defense way out, and Ridgemont can't get past this first wave.
Jordan with the ball. Passes it to McGrath. Left wing. Now I'll hand the ball off to Jenkins. In between the circle. Spins. Dribbles to the free throw circle. Passes it out. Three ball is partially blocked. McGrath on her shot. Fort Recovery with a good defense. Quickly across the timeline. Kiara Wendell dribbles to the left wing. Hands the ball off behind the three-point arc to Val Mullenkamp. Back into the corner. Kiara Wendell with a three. No good. Ball is tipped out. Keeping it alive is Carly Stone. Fort Recovery will reset. Mullenkamp will pass the ball to Wendell. One bounce to the top to Grace 10. One bounce by 10. Passes the ball to Olivia Patch. Into the corner. Long three ball is good by Val Mullenkamp.
That is not a shot that she shoots a whole lot, but she can hit it when she does, at least occasionally.
7-0, Fort Recovery with a lead. Ridgemont with a ball. Stopping, shooting at the free throw line. No good. For Ridgemont by Priscilla Howland, which is their top player.
You get a foul and a rebound called on Shaylee McGrath. She just threw the Fort Recovery player down.
Shaylee McGrath.
Cap Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. For handicapped medical equipment, depend on Cap Pharmacy's Handicapped Medical Equipment Center at the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Dribbling all the way underneath Fort Recovery, graced in. Passes the ball out on top to Kiara Wendell. Down low on the block to Olivia Patch on the right one. Bounce the ball to Carly Stone. Stone dribbles baseline right. Flips the pass inside. Shot is good by Olivia Patch.
Good to see some offense out of Olivia. She only averages 3.5 a game, but off to a good start tonight.
9-0. Dribbling in and the shot. Oh, they're going to count the continuation of the shot.
Yeah, it looked like the grab was well before the shot, but they will count it.
Well, that's more of an NBA move. Priscilla Howland will get the basket and a foul on Fort Recovery on Grace 10.
And Howland, their leading scorer by far at 18 points a game.
Howland trying to cap off a three-point play and does. It's 9-3, Fort Recovery by 6.
And that time, Ridgemont was able to get past the first wave and get inside and get the shot up.
Foul Mullenkamp in between the circles at the top. Dribbles to the left wing. Dribbles in. Shoots off the glass. No good. Rebound. Priscilla Howland and a foul for recovery. That foul will be on Val Mullenkamp.
So she missed the shot and then made things worse by committing the foul afterwards. Her first foul.
Substitution for Ridgemont.
Nadia Martino. Nadia Martino is what they told us it is. And she checks in. It looks like Martino, but they said you pronounce it more like a D.
I think the announcer mentioned something different. That's why I was kind of giving you a look.
Yeah.
Like, huh?
They don't always check like we do.
With the ball is Priscilla Allen. She has it taken away from behind before recovery at the Ridgemont free throw circle. Kara Wendell across the timeline. Top of the key three is in the air. No good by Carly Stone. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Off the back iron and the rebound to Meadow Cromer for Ridgemont.
But some of those names look like they're easy. You just can't assume that's what it actually is.
Yep. Foul and Fort Recovery across the timeline on Carly Stone.
Fort Recovery will send in a couple of subs as Burke Colling and Allie Vaughn check in. And the Indians will call time.
Shauna Richardson will check in for Ridgemont. We have a 30-second timeout. We'll have more of the district semifinals on WPGW coming up.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbohler, Chief Relationship Officer with St. Henry Bank. Our bank has been serving all kinds of customers, large and small, for over 100 years as a locally owned institution. We believe that finances are a sacred thing. That's why whether you're looking to buy or sell a home or business, improve your operation with good sound advice, or just get another opinion, come see us today. Because there's peace of mind in just having a good financial partner. Just give us a call today at 419-678-2358. The St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, in this first quarter, it's being presented to you by Calp Pharmacy. They're in Fort Recovery, open many weeknights until 8 p.m. Calp Pharmacy. 3.5 to play in this Calp Pharmacy first quarter. 9-3, Fort Recovery with a 6-point lead. Priscilla Allen dribbles to the top of the key, then passes into the corner. Long three is an air ball by Martino. And the rebound coming to Fort Recovery. Up court pass quickly to 10. Out of Brooke Colling. Out on top. Dribbling in is Wendell. Passes it in the left corner to Grace Tanner. Shot's no good. Rebound Fort Recovery. Good board by Brooke Colling.
A couple of offensive rebounds early on for Fort Recovery.
Pass goes to 10 at the top. Swing pass into the left corner to Brooke Colling. Pass underneath to Patch. Passes it now into the left corner to Colling. Vaughn, a little dribble and travel.
Yep, a little hesitation move and went forward before dribbling. That time, Ridgemont was in the man-to-man, kind of almost a mix between a man-to-man and a zone. They were really slow on the switches.
2 minutes, 40 seconds to play. Calp Pharmacy first quarter. Nice trap by Allie Vaughn at the timeline. Forces a turnover. Gives the ball to Mullenkamp. High off the glass and scores on the left side for 10.
And she already has one foul. She had to be careful and pull up instead of driving all the way.
And Ridgemont travels with a basketball by Mardino right across the midcourt line.
That's already six turnovers on Ridgemont.
Olivia Patch checks in for Fort Recovery along with Carly Stone.
Well, they were out of the game very, very briefly.
Carly Stone, the senior, with the basketball. Nice pass into the corner. The three ball is an air ball by Grace Tan. You don't see that very often.
No, she's not shy about shooting. That'll happen every now and then.
When the ball is Jenkins. Jenkins lost the ball and picked up by Fort Recovery. Another Golden Gopher turnover.
Yeah, she actually dribbled off of the foot of Brooke Collig.
Carly Stone with the ball to Collig. Down low to Olivia Patch. Back out to Allie Vaughn. Jump shot from 15, no good. Patch with a tip, but it goes into the hands of Priscilla Howland for Ridgemont.
I like Allie Vaughn taking that shot, though. She was wide open, no one around.
11-3, Fort Recovery by 8 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. To the free throw circle, backdoor pass. Shot is up off the rim, no good by McGrath. And the rebound, Carly Stone of Fort Recovery. Stone quickly across the timeline. Almost lost the dribble. Regains it. Top of the key to 10. Swing pass in the left corner to Brooke Collig. Collig looks underneath, trying to find Patch. And the ball slapped away and stolen by Howland.
Only the third turnover on Fort Recovery here.
McGrath, long three. Clanks off the back of the bank board on an air ball. Rebound, Fort Recovery.
Well, they are not shy about shooting their threes.
Going in, shot good by Carly Stone. Good. Heads up move to go right toward the basket.
Carly's first points tonight.
13.
Yeah, it's 13-3.
10-point advantage for the Indians with 35 seconds to play here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Ball is blocked by Carly Stone on the shot by McGrath. Now 25 seconds. Carly Stone will walk it across the timeline. Go to Allie Vaughn to 10. And now to Carly Stone. Hands the ball off to Brooke Collig. 15 seconds. Indians looking to shoot the final shot of the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Stopping shooting is Stone. No good. Rebound coming to Ridgemont. And turning the ball over is Howland.
Yeah, she carried it to try and create the advantage to get by the Fort Recovery players. So the referee forced the call out.
3.5 to play in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. The Indians up 13-3. They have a chance for the last shot. Pass goes to Carly Stone. 2 seconds. 1 second. Will the heave? No good. And that will be the quarter. So thanks to Cal Pharmacy, the locations in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Arcanum, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, for the first quarter of this district semifinal, Indians 13, Gophers 3. Back with more after this on WPGW.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. Nature's Green Nursery can design and install your outdoor landscape lighting to give your property a special look and feel. And Nature's Green also offers very high quality outdoor furniture and dining sets. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119, just east of Fort Recovery.
All right, Ridgemont will get the ball in this K&L Tractor Sales for Recovery second quarter. Justin, anything that sticks out in the first quarter?
Again, stats-wise, 5 for 15 for recovery, only 33%, so we'll have to improve that. 2 of 7 on threes and 1 for 2 at the line. Ridgemont, though, 1 for 7, 14%, 0 for 3 on threes and 1 for 1 at the line. Rebounds, 9 to 7 for Fort Recovery, and turnovers, 3 for the Indians and 8 for Ridgemont.
Well, a long shot by Shaylee McGrath turns out to be an air ball and then tapped out of bounds by Ridgemont. They first would give it to the Golden Gophers, but then the officials got together and they give it to Fort Recovery. Now Fort Recovery has the ball slapped away. Allie Vaughn with her pass underneath, taken away by the Golden Gophers of Ridgemont.
There's too much traffic in between for that pass.
Indians up by 10. Pass underneath is loose and picked up by Fort Recovery. Kira Wendell. Wendell up court pass to Carly Stone. Stone dribbles into the left corner, goes baseline, is cut off, and steps out of bounds.
Good job by the Ridgemont defenders. Just kept bodying her up, and Stone ran out of room.
And Meadow Cromer was the one that would apply the pressure on baseline that forced the Fort Recovery turnover.
Ridgemont not looking like the same team I saw on Saturday. They just cannot get any rhythm at all.
Pass underneath is slapped away and stolen again. Howland had it taken away. Fort Recovery with the orange again.
Double-digit turnovers. That's 10.
And that's 10. Val Mullenkamp picks up the loose ball. No good. The rebound by Olivia Patch. They call a foul on Olivia Patch.
Well, that's a tough call to go against her. Now, this is her first foul.
It doesn't bode well when the Gophers have 3 points and 10 turnovers.
No, not a good sign for anybody. Fort Recovery almost turned it over that time. They got lucky. The ball went right to Patch, but she missed the shot.
And what's really bothering the Golden Gophers here, Justin, is the trapping defense that the Indians are employing. Long three by Jenkins, no good. Rebound for recovery by Olivia Patch.
Yeah, they cannot get past that volleyball line without being bumped or losing the ball for a brief second. That completely throws them off.
Carly Stone dribbles in, puts a soft one up, no good. Rebound Patch, and a foul will be on Ridgemont.
Shaylee McGrath, and that's her second.
And that's their best player.
Howland's the best player.
Well, second best player.
Right. So,
and their virtue of their twin towers. Free throw by Patch is good.
Yeah, they cannot afford to lose one of those two.
And McGrath will come out, and then you have number 10, Mackenzie Rader. So you go from 5'10 to 5'4.
That's a big difference.
Second free throw is good by Patch. 15-3, Indians by a dozen. Here in 6 minutes to play, K&L Tractor Sales for recovery. Second quarter, and driving in high off the bank is Jennifer Jordan for two.
And that time they were able to get inside, which they have not much so far tonight.
15-5 to score. Pass into Val Mullenkamp. Dribbles right side. Puts it high off the glass and in.
That was one of those, what is she doing? What is she doing? Okay, it went in.
Coach says, no, no. Oh, great shot. Faith Jenkins has the ball slapped away by Carly Stone. Another steal. 5.5 to play. K&L Tractor Sales. Fort Recovery, second quarter. Patch inside, out to Val Mullenkamp, and now 3-second violation on Olivia Patch.
Boy, that was a quick 3-second violation. Turnover number 6 on Fort Recovery.
So Brooke Collig will check in, and Carly Stone will get a rest for the Indians. This is a very fast first half. Trapping defense for the Indians. Good play by Grace Ten to tie up. Faith Jenkins, the point guard for Ridgemont.
Well, as you know, they let them play over here in Ohio a lot more than they do in Indiana. So not going to be a whole lot of fouls called.
With it is Kira Wendell. Val Mullenkamp on the right wing at the three-point line. The pass underneath is for Olivia Patch off her fingertips. It was a high pass And out of bounds.
Pat's listed at 6'2". She needed to be about 6'4" that time.
Ridgemont will take a full timeout. K&L Tractor Sales, second quarter, district semifinals at Wapakoneta. The Indians lead 17-5. Back with more after this on WPGW.
JR Manufacturing, a foot recovery company since 1999, is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Ridgemont with the basketball. Jenkins quickly across the timeline, applying pressure to the Indians. Kara Wendell. Let's see what Ridgemont will do after the timeout. Top of the key three is Priscilla Howland. It is no good. Actually, another air ball. It just gets the back of the glass. And now turnover on Fort Recovery. The pass underneath is broken up and stolen by Meadow Cromer. And now Fort Recovery is called for a foul.
There's too many turnovers so far in the second quarter. Not much scoring for the Indians, only the 4 points.
Val Mullenkamp gets the foul.
And that's her second, so she'll come out. Long came back in. Patch will also go out. And Pollard came back in.
17-5, Indians by 12 with 4.5 to play. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, second quarter. A trap over on the far side. Now wide open is Jenkins, and she'll get the layup. That time, Ridgemont will break the pressure and find Jenkins wide open going hard to the basket.
Yeah, Fort Recovery threw too many people at him back that time. They needed one back still.
Flip pass over in the corner is 10 for 3. No good. Rebound for Recovery. Carly Stone, nice pass. The shot's good by Grace 10 and a foul on Ridgemont.
Hopefully that gets Grace going because she's been off on her threes. A three-point play the old-fashioned way might help.
For second and third, the line Grace 10, shooting 1.
Looks like the foul goes against Raider, and that's, nope, it's on 24. Cromer, that's her second. So a little bit slow on the scoreboard, I guess.
The second quarter being brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales. The three-point play is good by Grace 10. Grace 10 already with 7 points in the ball game, trapped in the inbounds play and a timeout. Ridgemont. 30-second timeout, 4 minutes to play on the K&L scoreboard. 19-7 Indians. Back with more in a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Along with Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholzer back here at Wapakoneta. We certainly thank the hospitality bestowed upon us here at Wapakoneta.
Well, the scoreboard did show 19-10 when we went to break. Now it shows 19-7. It should actually be 21-7.
Now the pass is up and in.
Raider picks up the basket.
So Raider gets two. They're still showing 20-9 on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 21.
Maybe you need to go down and straighten them out.
Yeah. Hopefully they figure it out.
Pass to Carly Stone on the left side. And Stone has it slapped away, gets it back to Brooke College. Swing pass to 10 on the right. Back on the left now to Carly Stone. Dribbles inside. Wide open is Brooke Colling for three in the air. No good. Ball is ping-ponged around and picked up by Priscilla Howland of Ridgemont. Ball knocked away and stolen by Fort Recovery. They have a two-on-one break. And falling down, the Ridgemont player. Fort Recovery misses the shot, but the follow-up is good by Brooke Colling. The miss was by 10. And Meadow Cromer of Ridgemont fell down, and the Indians got the basket. Now an easy miss by Howland. Coming back is Carly Stone. Passes to 10. The left-handed shot is good, and the foul. Boy, all of that within 20 seconds.
You say easy miss by Howland, but she had some help on the miss. There should have been a foul on Fort Recovery, a big push in the back, and they let it play on.
Well, that's what you're talking about, the barn start,
yes.
Barn yard style type ball. So now, Grace 10 with 9 points, looking for 10. They have 24-9 on the scoreboard. Is that correct?
That should be correct.
Okay, maybe.
After the three-point play.
Free throw, good. And they have 25-9. So 10 points for Grace 10. Ball slapped out of bounds by Grace 10.
Yeah, 25 is right.
Faith Jenkins will check in for Ridgemont. By the way, Ridgemont is directly east of St. Mary's, or Wapakoneta, directly east in Hardin County. That kind of gives you an idea of where Mount Victory is at, in the southern part of Hardin County. With the ball is Priscilla Howland. Passes it to Jordan. Jordan lost the ball. Again, Fort Recovery coming right back quickly. Wendell. Cross court. Wendell gets it back. Now to Carly Stone. Dribbles in. The teardrop shot, no good. Ball is tapped toward the line. Picked up by Ridgemont. Good save that time by Mackenzie Rader. Gets the ball to Shauna Richardson. Now back to Faith Jenkins.
Fort Recovery backs off their trap a bit here.
Minute 50 to play in the district semifinal. First game. Underneath, nice move by Shauna Richardson. She used the backboard and the rim to her advantage. Went right underneath the basket pirouette and would flip it up and off the rim and in. Nice play.
Yeah, she used her own body as kind of a screen for the shot.
Long three, no good by 10. The rebound. Olivia Patch knocks it away, picked up by 10, no good. Rebound back up and in off the glass on the right side for Fort Recovery by Brooke Colling.
Brooke's second basket tonight.
Up court pass to Howland, dribbles in, left-handed layup, no good, off the rim. Rebound Carly Stone with a minute to play. The K&L Tractor Sales second quarter. Stone hands the ball off to 10. In the lane, shot from 10, no good. Ball is loose, picked up, nothing but white jerseys. One purple jersey and a travel will be on Mackenzie Rader of Ridgemont.
Yes, she fell down with the ball and rolled over a travel. Another Ridgemont turnover.
27-11, Indians over the Gophers with 55.1 to play. Ball's kicked on the inbounds play by Jennifer Jordan of Ridgemont.
Fort Recovery really picked up the pace in the last couple of minutes. That's what's bumped up the lead here.
And Jennifer Jordan kicked it again. That's good anticipation.
Must be a soccer player.
Gary Wendell with the ball on the inbounds play. Olivia Patch. Brooke Colling on the left. Cross court on the right. To Kiara Wendell, to Carly Stone, and Stone's pass behind Brooke Colling and out of bounds.
And Colling also looked to see where she could drive when she caught the ball, and by the time she looked back at the ball, it was gone.
Faith Jenkins with the ball and in between the leg dribble in the backcourt at the midcourt line. Bounce pass to Rader. Goes to Howland. Howland saves the ball, but right back into play to Allie Vaughn of Fort Recovery. Vaughn down with a layup. Good.
Vaughn turning on the speed that time.
Indians 29, Ridgemont 11. Ball's knocked away from midcourt line by Brooke Colling. Three on one, stopping, shooting. Bounce once is twice, no good by Kiara Wendell. The ball's tapped out of bounds by Fort Recovery, Olivia Patch.
Ball did not want to fall in.
It bounced once, twice, thrice, and did not fall in.
Three times not the charm that time.
Faith Jenkins with the ball for Ridgemont. Passing it up to Priscilla Howland. 7 seconds. Howland all the way down off the glass. No good. Partially blocked by Patch. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And a heave. And it is no good. High off the glass from half court by Grace Tinn. We're at the half. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales. New Holland Tractors from K&L Tractor Sales and Service and Fort Recovery offer increased power and fuel efficiency with leading-edge technology for outstanding service of your farm equipment. It's K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We're at the half. Fort Recovery 29, Ridgemont 11. We're back with the halftime stats with Justin Mangold and more coming up next.
Looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler at Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our easy checking. When you open an easy checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you will have access to free mobile banking with card valet and mobile deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports the Indians throughout the tournament run. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Join the Pack-A-Sack Gas Club at a Pack-A-Sack convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pack-A-Sack website, packasack.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pack-A-Sack, there's one near you.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hall Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, give us a call today.
We're at halftime of this district semifinal game at Wapakoneta. The score is Fort Recovery 29 and the Golden Gophers of Ridgemont High School 11, an 18-point Fort Recovery halftime advantage. Again, a reminder, we'll have IU basketball that will be coming up in the Big Ten tournament. IU and Rutgers that will follow our game here from Wapakoneta, where the pregame will be at 8 o'clock on the IU network. Tomorrow night, we have a split game situation for you, a plethora of games at Huntington North. It will be Huntington North and Fort Wayne Wayne. Fort Wayne South will be taking on Homestead in a doubleheader at the Huntington North semifinals of the sectional. And we'll have it for you on AM 1440 and FM 100, or FM 105.3 on FM 100.9 tomorrow night. We'll have Fort Recovery boys basketball. It'll be Fort Recovery and Van Buren that will start at 6 tomorrow night. Over to Justin Mangold to look at tonight's stats.
All right, first we'll look at Ridgemont. They were 1-for-7 shooting in the first quarter for 14%. 4-of-10 shooting in the second quarter. quarter for 40%. So at the half, Ridgemont 5 of 17 from the field, 29%. They were 0 for 3 on threes in the first quarter, 0 for 2 in the second, 0 for 5 at the half. And at the free throw line, 1 for 1 coming in the first quarter for a perfect 100%. Ridgemont scoring Priscilla Howland with 3, Jennifer Jordan with 2, Shauna Richardson with 2, Mackenzie Rader with 2, and Faith Jenkins with 2. Again, rebounds at the moment, 21-11 in favor of Fort Recovery, and turnovers 16 for Ridgemont and 9 for the Indians. We'll check the Fort Recovery stats coming up right after this.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. 4 choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, located a mile north of the village on State Road 49, has a spacious hall for weddings, family reunions, parties, and dances too. Schedule your party by calling 419-375-2398. That's 419-375-2398. They have plenty of room for parking too. The Fort Recovery American Legion.
Once again, Fort Recovery Napa is having their farm and tool sale in the spring. March 12th through 16th, open house on Wednesday. Farm filters up to 75% off. Bowl camp products up to 20% off. Tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, downtown Fort Recovery. So don't forget this great sale.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Blood glucose testing strips play a crucial role in monitoring your daily blood glucose level and gives your healthcare provider data to control your diabetes symptoms. Kalp Pharmacy is here to help you manage your diabetes. And in March, Kalp Pharmacy is offering $8 cash pay, 50-count diabetic testing strips. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Arcanum, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with St. Henry Bank. Looking for a new home, farm, or business? Come see me today at 419-852-4049. We do banking the personalized way. We get to know you with a smile and a handshake. St. Henry Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have cell phones there.
Derek, you again.
I want my own cell phone, so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at Wapakoneta. Just about done with our halftime here. It's 29-11, the lead Fort Recovery as they play Ice Ice Baby in the background. With the weather the way it is as we were coming in, I'm not sure that's the song we want to be hearing, but
Icicle Baby.
Yeah. Some snow. The rain had changed to snow by the time we got here. Looking at the stats for Fort Recovery, the first quarter 5 for 15, 33%. Second quarter 6 for 16, 38%. Indians at the half, 11 for 27, 41% from the field. 2 of 10 on three-pointers for 20%, and 5 of 6, 83% at the free throw line. Again, rebounding Fort Recovery dominating that one, 21-11, and turnovers 9 for the Indians, and 16 for Ridgemont. Scoring for the Fort, Grace 10 leads the way with 9, 8 for Val Mullenkamp, 4 for Olivia Patch, 4 for Brooke Colleague, 2 for Allie Vaughn, and 2 for Carly Stone. Again, after 1, Fort Recovery led it 13-3. Our halftime score is Fort Recovery 29 and Ridgemont 11.
All right, the Indians up by 18 again. A reminder, we have Fort Recovery boys tomorrow night at 6 from Elida. And I was just looking at this information. Fort Recovery will take on the Van Buren Golden Knights, and coached by former Fort Recovery High School player Tyler Niekamp. That will be tomorrow night at 6. If Fort Recovery wins this game, which right now I would say yes, but you know, you have to still play the second half. But if Fort Recovery hangs on and wins this game, then Fort Recovery will play for district championship on Saturday night back here at Wapakoneta.
Well, on Saturday, it was, what, 43-9 or something. At halftime, Fort Recovery was ahead, and Rob kept going, well, and we'll be at Wapakoneta.
You're talking about the Ada game.
Yeah, the Ada game. Rob was like, well, we'll be at half, even at halftime. Well, we'll be at Wapakoneta on Thursday. I go, Rob, you don't think they're going to come back in the second half? Tonight is a little closer, at least. It's 18.
Now you got a feeling that Fort Recovery's kept arms distance with Ridgemont, but you know, Ridgemont could, they get on fire and get going. You can never know what can happen.
Yeah, they were way off in their three-pointers in the first half. And if they get a little better, that'll be better for them, but I don't expect that.
Jordan with the ball, the pass in the corner by Cromer. Her shot's no good for Ridgemont, but the loose ball picked up in the corner. Hustling is McGrath. McGrath dribbles in, and a foul on Fort Recovery. That'll be on 10. That'll be your third.
That's
on her second.
Oh, I thought they had for her two.
Val Mollenkamp had two in the first half. But only the second on Grace 10.
Free throw is in and out. Back in for Shaylee McGrath.
That's her first point tonight. She is a 5'10 junior. She was the one with foul trouble for Ridgemont in the first half.
Second free throw is good. 29-13. Indians lead is 16. Now applying some half-court pressure. Ridgemont. You know, Ridgemont is probably one of those teams, too, that you give them a little bit of daylight and get them going, get the engine going.
Well, I'd like to see what they could do if they put on a full-court press.
A recovery with a shot by 10. It rolls off the back of the rim, and picking it up in the corner is 10. Kara Wendell passes the ball to Val Mullenkamp, bouncing underneath. Carly Stoner shot's no good. Val Mullenkamp is tied up on the play by Meadow Cromer of Ridgemont. And the tie-up will give the ball to Fort Recovery.
I'd like to see Grace 10 get going here in the second half. Her three-pointers were way off in the first half, only made one.
Good pass by Olivia Patch, and the spin, the shot by Val Mullenkamp is no good, but a foul will be on Jennifer Jordan.
A good recognition by Patch, because she knew she had the defender right there. She had somebody wide open on the outside, but a good move through the foul and has the free throws.
Free throw by Val Mullenkamp, no good off the back of the rim.
By Mullenkamp, I should say. She's only a 54% free throw shooter.
Second free throw, in and out, no good. That one was a tough break. Looked good. Still, the score remains 29-13 Indians. Jenkins, top of the key, three, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Val Mullenkamp, Fort Recovery.
You got to have those if they're going to get back in those.
Fort Recovery has the ball knocked away. Jennifer Jordan. And they attempted pass by 10.
I'm sure that's one thing Coach Patch focused on during the halftime. Too many turnovers, and they start the half with another one. That's 10.
Long three is no good on the shot by Priscilla Howland.
Well, I like how Fort Recovery's backed off the trap, but they're daring Ridgemont to take threes. They're not hitting them.
Well, Faith Jenkins is called for the foul for Ridgemont.
It's her first.
So Kara Wendell brings the ball across the timeline. The Indians going right to left in the second half, and Ridgemont left to right. Third quarter is presented to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Proud of the Indians. Good fake by Patch. The shot in the lane is rattles home. Good.
Patch is having a very strong game. She's up to 6 points tonight.
31-13 Indians on the Cooper Farms third quarter. Ball almost lost by Howland in the corner. Picks it back up. Hands the ball off and now travel. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. For your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms at Fort Recovery at their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. Fort Recovery with the ball, hook pass from the Indians, Carly Stone, to Wendell, to Patch. Back to Carly Stone. Here at Wendell. Free throw circle jumper is good by Val Mullenkamp. He swishes that one, but then has a hard time hitting free throw.
Yeah. She's good at that mid-range jumper. She should have took off on the free throw.
That was a pretty shot. And the ball is bounced off the leg in the corner of Meadow Cromer of Ridgemont. So turnover on the Golden Gophers.
That is 18 now.
5 minutes to play. Cooper Farms third quarter.
13 points, 18 turnovers.
Long three, wide open, in and out, back in on the three by Grace Finn.
She says finally. She missed probably 6-7 in a row before that.
Double teamed is Jenkins. Ball goes in the backcourt.
And we'll go to Fort Recovery.
Ball knocked out of bounds by Ridgemont. It's that double team trap at the midcourt line again.
They backed off that a couple of possessions, but not that time.
4:40 to play in this third quarter. 36-13 Indians. Wide open is 10 in the left corner for three more.
Again, she's one of those players where she hits one or two in a row that might turn into five.
16 points for 10. With the ball, Jordan to Howland. Inside, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, strong by Cromer. Long shot for three. This one's no good by Jordan. And the rebound, Val Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. Halfway through the Cooper Farms third quarter, 4 minutes to play. Indians up big, 39-13. Three more for Grace 10. That's three in a row from the same spot in the left corner.
Yeah, they got to call timeout and try to figure out how to stop that. She was so cold in the first half, but when she gets hot, just watch out.
A 19 points for Grace 10. Timeout, Ridgemont, 42-13 Indians. Back with more coming up.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119 just east of Fort Recovery. JR Manufacturing, a Fort Recovery company since 1999, is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Ridgemont with the basketball after the timeout. Golden Gophers will bring it across the timeline. Faith Jenkins passes on the left side to... No, actually, the ball's taken away. It was to Cromer, and the Indians get the ball on the steal and crossing the timeline with the back-behind dribble is Val Mullenkamp, and then she almost had the ball knocked away by Jennifer Jordan in front of the fourth bench. Last touch by Ridgemont. Here at Wendell on the inbounds play to Grace 10.
You got to watch it. She might take that way out there.
Pass to Mullenkamp in the lane. Shot's no good. Rebound, Jennifer Jordan. Good box out for Ridgemont. Give and go to Howland, goes against Grace 10, puts it up short, rebound, one of the littlest players on the court, 5'3", Jenkins, And Ridgemont will get another shot.
Snuck in there between the trees.
2:55 to play. Cooper Farms, third quarter, 42-13, Fort Recovery. Howland muscles her way in, can't get the shot to go. Loose ball, scramble on the court, jump ball, and the ball will go to Ridgemont.
Ridgemont will send in Mackenzie Rader. Also, Shauna Richardson.
And number 40, Shauna Richardson.
McGrath goes out, Jordan goes out. 42-13, Fort Recovery leading by 29.
Pass to Howland on the inbounds play. Goes in, takes a shot, no good. Foul and Fort Recovery. It'll be on Grayston.
We're actually getting close to the running clock here once it gets to 35. 29 at the moment. And the foul does go against Grayston, her third.
So Priscilla Howland with a free throw, and it's no good. Howland has 3 points. Grayston will check out. Carly Stone is in. Olivia Patch is in, and Val Mullenkamp will check out. The Fort Recovery up 42-13 with 2:41 to play. Cooper Farms, third quarter. Indians bidding to play for the district championship Saturday night against the winner of Minster New Bremen, which will be game two. Second free throw by Howland is no good. Having a tough night.
Yeah, she has not had fun out there.
Into the corner. Allie Vaughn is double teamed and the ball taken away. Jenkins with a steal for Ridgemont and a foul in Fort Recovery. It will be on Allie Vaughn.
Her first foul, third. So it'll be out of bounds for Ridgemont. Hannah Schaffner checks in. They told me she probably wouldn't play, but in this situation, she checks in.
She's a 5'10 freshman. Getting some valuable PT time in the tournament.
Why not with a big deficit?
All the way in. Nice move. Faith Jenkins with a left-handed shot, and she just would power by the defender and scores for Ridgemont. 42-15 Indians. 2-1-2 and 2-3 zone defense for Ridgemont. Pass underneath for Olivia Patch. Spins, shoots, in and out, back in and scores.
Once Patch got the ball, the defenders just left her. She just turned and was wide open.
It was a good jump shot from 8 feet. Jenkins with the ball, passes to Richardson, pass underneath for Cromer, and a foul on Fort Recovery. That'll be on Brooke Colling.
First foul, team fourth.
1:28 to play here in the third. Indians leading 44-15. The ball's tapped away by Kara Wendell. The steal, the layup is good.
That is Wendell's first points tonight. And starting in place of her sister Kaya again tonight.
And Fort Recovery, just about everybody getting in on the act now. Shot inside, bank. Shot is good by Meadow Cromer.
Fort Recovery got a piece of that, and I think that might have actually helped the ball go in.
Gary Wendell at the timeline. Passes the ball to Carly Stone. Olivia Patch inside on the left side. The jump shot is good for Fort Recovery by Kiara Wendell.
Kiara getting some confidence here. 48-17 the lead for Fort Recovery.
Down to 35 seconds to play in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Ball is tapped away, stolen by Fort Recovery, Carly Stone. Stone with a no-look pass to Kiara Wendell. Tries to get it back to Olivia Patch. Now it's knocked back away by Brooke Colling for recovery with the ball. 15 seconds to play in the third.
And Fort Recovery will hold for the final shot. Well, they would have, but there's a foul on Rader. We'll be out of bounds, though.
Common foul, and Fort Recovery will inbound on the far side. Brooke Colley. Ball goes to Kara Wendell. Back to Carly Stone. Free throw circle. Passes over in the corner. The shot is good on a three by Kara Wendell.
Wendell scores the last 7 points of the quarter for Fort Recovery. They lead 51-17.
That's the Cooper Farms third quarter. Back with a final quarter next.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter, too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer compact tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer compact tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer compact tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are we getting ready for the fourth quarter? It's 51-17 Indians. This fourth quarter being brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company for quality building materials. It's the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And to welcome those who are listening on Fort Recovery Internet Radio tonight from Wapakoneta, and also here on AM 1440, FM 105.3, and FM 100.9. Carly Stone with the basketball for the Indians. Pass inside, Brooke Colley. Slap from behind and fouled. It will be on Priscilla Howland.
That's her first foul. Stats for the third quarter. Fort Recovery finally shooting the ball well for the first time in a couple of games. 9 for 12, 75%. 4 for 4 on three-pointers. And 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Ridgemont 2 of 8, 25%. 0 for 3 on threes and 2 for 4 at the line. Rebounds 26 for Fort Recovery, 17 for Ridgemont. Turnovers 23 for Ridgemont and 12 for Fort Recovery.
Brooke Colley misses the first free throw, gets the second. It's 52-17 Fort Recovery. And the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, fourth and final quarter. A win for the Indians will send them to the district championship here at Wapakoneta Saturday night. With the ball, Priscilla Howland. Howland dribbles in against 10, uses up the dribble. Nice cut to the basket. The shot, though, is too hard. No good by Cromer. And Fort Recovery back the other way. With the ball, Carly Stone. Long 3-by-10. In and out. No good. And a foul will be on Val Mullenkamp of Fort Recovery. She got the rebound, but got the foul.
And we'll let the running clock now with a 35-point lead. So unless it gets under 30, they'll let it keep going.
And they've started the running clock, so we're down to 6.5 to play.
Yeah, once it gets to 35 is when it starts, but if it can go under that, as long as it doesn't go under 30, they'll let it keep going.
So no matter if they're inbounding the ball, they're making substitutions, the only way it stops would be for a timeout.
Right.
Jump shot from the corner, no good by Jennifer Jordan. The rebound, the Indians. With it across the timeline is Kara Wendell. With the ball is Brenna Holman, who is in for Fort Recovery. Shot by Val Mullenkamp is no good. Rebound. Diving for it. Good hustle still for Ridgemont. Hustling on the play was Shaylee McGrath.
Boy, I have to think the starters won't be out there much longer for Fort Recovery here with the big lead. Maybe another 35 seconds or so.
Turnover. Holman lost it for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell is getting set to check in for Fort Recovery. That shot blocked. Shaylee McGrath had her shot blocked for Ridgemont. For Recovery now with the ball and the lead, 52-17.
Can the winner play Saturday against Minster or New Bremen? Most likely Minster.
Pass underneath. Val Mullenkamp with the kiss off the glass on the right side and good.
And now in double figures, 11 for her.
54-17. Port Recovery with a lead. Long three. Yes, finally. For Priscilla Howland.
Her first basket since the first quarter. She has 6 points.
It was a good three-pointer. And now timeout. 30-second timeout for Brian Patch. Port Recovery. 54-20. Indians 4:40 to play in the game. We're back with more of the district semifinals from Wapakoneta next.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by or call. Using my 20-plus years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, making sure you are treated with respect and understand the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and as a Federal Home Loan Bank member, the Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant toward the purchase of your home. For more information, call me at 375-4149. Proudly supporting the Indians throughout the tournament run, Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Along with Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholzer back here at Wapakoneta. 4:40 to play in this district semifinal game. The Indians looking to go to 19-5. Ridgemont would finish with 16-9.
And that timeout by Coach Pass just to get the subs in.
A good pass underneath on the low left block to Hope Wendell, and she scores. So Paige Fortkamp is in for Fort Recovery. Macy Day, pass underneath for Howland. She is fouled on the play. Pass, and the foul will be on Paige Fortkamp. So the Indians with Hope Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, Brianna Holman, Allie Vaughn, and Macy Day. They're in for the purple and white. Free throw is good by Priscilla Howland.
Howland missed a couple of free throws a moment ago, but connects on that. Journey Loader checks in for Ridgemont. She is a 5'2 junior.
Kaylee McGrath, the junior, will check out. Journey Roeder will check in. Second free throw is good. By Howland, who is a senior. And she will play her last game and come out of the game. Mackenzie Rader will check in, and Fort Recovery will bring in Elena Evers. And going out will be Allie Vaughn.
So pretty much 10 new players out there for the most part. Rader's still out there, I guess.
For Recovery, Paige Fortkamp passes the ball to Holman, and the ball's taken away by Faith Jenkins of Ridgemont. Long three ball is off the front of the rim by Ridgemont. Fort Recovery with the basketball. It's Macy Day. Day brings it across the timeline for the purple and white. Had it poked away at the midcourt line by Mardino. Shot's no good. Loose ball picked up by Fort Recovery by Atlanta Evers. Fort Recovery with it with 2.5 to play in the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth and final quarter. Indians up big 56-22. Shots and air ball. The rebound by Evers, and Evers is fouled.
Yeah, so even though there's a foul, the clock does not stop. It just keeps going.
So Journey Roeder with the foul.
56-22 Fort Recovery in the lead. Evers missed the free throw.
Esther Patterson will check in, and coming out will be Faith Jenkins for Ridgemont.
She'll be back next year, only a junior. Nice record for Ridgemont on the season, 16-8.
Free throw is good by Elena Evers. 57-22 with 1:40 to play in the ball game. Mardino had her pass knocked away by Paige Fortkamp of Fort Recovery. Dribbling in as Rader steps on the inline and actually lost the ball.
Yeah, good defense by Fort Recovery. Again, they just kind of drove her toward the baseline, and she stepped out.
So with the ball is Brenna Holman. Dribbles all the way down, puts the shot up, and a foul will be on number 10, Mackenzie Rader.
Her third foul. It was her second foul.
Yeah, I wonder if that scoreboard has not been real correct.
Who knows?
Yeah. Anyway.
I had her for three, put it that way.
Clock continues to move, 50 seconds. The free throw is good by Brenna Holman.
A lot of times, they're okay trying to keep the stats up on that scoreboard. I like having it as a backup if you need it. But you can't always trust it.
Free throw by Holman, no good. Rebound Holman. Loose ball picked up by Mardino. Up court pass into the corner by Roeder. Shots no good. Rebound for recovery by Evers with 20 seconds. Evers had it knocked away. There's a scrum on the floor. The long shot is no good. Rebound Evers of Fort Recovery. Evers has it slapped away. And it's last touch by Evers.
They just can't hold on to it.
Ball is inbounded quickly. The shot is good by number 14, Nadia Mardino. And that will finish the ball game. Fort Recovery 58. The Golden Gophers of Ridgemont 24. Fort Recovery winning this district semifinal game and improving to 19-5. While Ridgemont finishes the year at 16-9. Fort Recovery will play Saturday night back here at Wapakoneta for the district championship against either New Bremen or Minster. That game is next. We'll not have that on the radio. Of course, we'll have IU. That's who Fort Recovery will play, the winner of that game. That's the fourth quarter of tonight's semifinal game presented to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. We'll come back with the post game coming up next on WPGW Radio. Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Join the Pacasat Gas Club at a Pacasat convenience store near you and save 15 cents a gallon on gasoline. That's right. Every time a reward member's gas purchases reach 75 gallons, you'll earn a coupon for 15 cents off per gallon on your next purchase of up to 20 gallons. That's real savings. Learn more at the Pacasat website, pacasat.com, and click on Customer Rewards. Pacasat, there's one near you.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
At Second National Bank, we care about your time, money, and peace of mind. Hi, I'm Steve Schulte. That's why we're happy to introduce our new priority series of accounts. Four choices. One is perfect for you. Not because we say so, because we listen to what you said is important to you. Visit us at Second National Bank to get an account perfectly matched to your priorities. Ask about ATM fee refunds, free checks, and other new discounts and protections. After all, when it comes to how you use your money, your priority is the one that matters. Second National Bank is a division of Park National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Along with Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Overholzer back here at Wapakoneta. A successful night for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Fort Recovery with the win. by a score of 58-24, and Fort Recovery improving to now 19-5 on the season, while Ridgemont finishes 16-9. And for the Indians, Fort Recovery will be playing for the district championship, and that will be coming up Saturday night here at Wapakoneta against the winner of New Bremen and also Minster, which is coming up next. With me here on the post game is, a happy coach. Anytime you get in the tournament and continue to win, Brian Patch. Brian, and I think one of the first things that will come to my mind, a lot of players played, a lot of people contributed for your basketball team tonight, and always that puts a smile on a coach's face.
Absolutely. Our kids played really hard, came out, I think, at first, and a little district jitters a little bit, but we calmed down in the second half and had a great second half. But even throughout that, our defense was really good and solid, gave up 3 points in the first quarter, and so I was really happy about that part of it. And our kids played hard, and, we made a few mistakes, but those mistakes you can cover up when you play hard, and so, I was really happy with that portion of it. So
the half-court trap was pretty effective tonight for Fort Recovery, and it seemed like that they would cut down on all lanes of traffic for Ridgemont tonight. There for a while, they couldn't even get the ball across the volleyball line.
Oh, we got, we even got one missing from that with Kaya, but, our guards are so athletic and quick hands, and they read things pretty well. And, we can throw some kids out there that can really, really guard you. And so when, you're trying to beat one and then the other one's coming from behind the trap, it makes it really tough on a ball handler. And, I know we had them turned over at a high rate at halftime, and, that was kind of the tone setter from us defensively, was just that pressure we applied on them. I know they average, upper 60s, lower 70s in as far as points goes. And so, we were really wanting to, clamp down on that part and guard them. And our kids did a great job of that. So very happy with that portion of it.
Well, Coach, what do you tell your Fort Recovery team that they played so well that they've had a huge gap wins in the first two games of the tournament? And as you get deeper into the tournament, it's going to get more tougher as it goes along.
Well, the gap wins are over. We were fortunate enough to have a big win in that, like that in a sectional, and then we played well enough to kind of make that happen today. And but whoever we get in this next one, whether it be Minster or New Bremen, those easy games we know are done and over with. And from here on out, it's going to be an absolute dogfight and a battle. And whoever this MAC opponent will be tonight, that we'll get, and then going into next week, if we're fortunate enough to win, having either Rushier Tri-Village, and on the other end of it, either being Legacy Christian or Fort Laramie in the regionals will be definitely a tough one. So whoever comes from this area will be well deserved, because you're going to have to beat a lot of good teams, and we just hope that we can represent this area and hope to be that team. So.
And like we said, you have to be happy with your basketball team from the standpoint that maybe somebody doesn't score, but they contribute in a different way. And I think that's the makeup of your basketball team, that whoever doesn't get it done the one night, the next night, another person will get it done, and it just keeps flowing like that. And then everybody kind of picks each other up.
Oh, they do. And, the thing like tonight is, Olivia, she was guarding a kid that averages 18 a game. And she averages 18. So Liv came in and knew that she was going to have to really play hard on defense. And, I think we held her to maybe six or so, which is, 12 below hers, her average. And so, her mindset is if I guard them and shut out their best player, that's going to help our team. I don't have to score. And, Brooke Collig is the same way. And so, every kid knows that what part they play on the team. And they all know that they're a contributing member of the team. Even like our JV kids, when we got ready to sub them in there, we had told them, hey, you should know who you, what these kids can do, because this is who you were all week long. And, you know, those kids came out and played well in those things. So, you know, no matter what you do to the team, you're a piece of the puzzle. And without your piece being into the puzzle's not complete. And so, you know, our kids, I think, know that. They accept that. They relish that part of it. You know, we really push that part with our kids, and they buy into it. And I think that's why we have a lot of success.
You know, and I think another success is just what was that was just said just now. Normally, coaches stay and watch a little bit of the next game, who their opponent could be. But you already pretty much know New Bremen and Minster in and out. But, you know, coaches usually stay and watch. But the kids on the basketball team, they want to stay for a little while, kind of get the feeling of what could happen on Saturday.
Well, you know, Coach Vaughn does so much for us. And, you know, he and I take every team and usually divide them up. And we scout. We watch a lot of film and put that time into it. And so the plan was, you know, he and I drove over separate, and the plan was to send the kids back so they could get home and get something to eat, get some homework, and it'll be home by 9 o'clock and have a chance to do homework and rest and relax a little bit for a big practice tomorrow. And you know, as you said, he just came up and asked if they could stay because the girls want to stay and watch the game. And, you know, the good thing about this game is, you know, it's a rivalry game for those two being 5 miles apart. But for our kids, you know, our kids are friends with all these kids out here. And they, you know, they play on club volleyball and AAU basketball and softball teams and stuff together. And so, matter of fact, after the Minster game, half the Minster boys teams was over at, you know, Coach Vaughn's house. And so, you know, our kids, some of our kids were there. And so they hang out together a lot on weekends. And, you know, it's not shocking to see our kids sometimes at Minster games, you know, watching their kids because they hang out so much together, cold water games and things like that when we're not playing. So, you know, like I say, it's going to be a fun atmosphere, and I'm sure kids want to stay a little bit and watch. And, you know, Saturday, hopefully the Foresight fans will come out in numbers, and I mean, we definitely could use your support and appreciate that. And so, you know, it'll be a big game Saturday, and it's going to be a big one here tonight. So our kids, I'm sure, want to see it a little bit. So I had to give in to him, I guess, Jeff.
Brian, congratulations, and we'll be here on Saturday night. So good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming over and doing
right.
The game.
Thank you. Brian Patch, and we had this from the Fort Recovery High School. If the Indians win, which they did, pre-sale tickets for Saturday's girls' tournament basketball game at Wapakoneta will go on sale tomorrow at the high school office, 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you can get pre-sale tickets for this Saturday night's girls' district championship game here at Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery will play in that championship, and the pre-sale tickets will be on sale this Friday, tomorrow, 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are $4 for students, $6 for adults. All tickets at the door Saturday night will be $6. When we come back, we'll have Justin Mangold to look at tonight's stats and Fort Recovery win.
The Fort Recovery American Legion, located a mile north of the village on State Road 49, has a spacious hall for weddings, family reunions, parties, and dances, too. Schedule your party by calling 419-375-2398. That's 419-375-2398. They have plenty of room for parking, too. The Fort Recovery American Legion.
Once again, Fort Recovery Napa is having their farm and tool sale in the spring, March 12th through 16th, open house on Wednesday. Farm filters up to 75% off, bowl camp products up to 20% off, tools and equipment up to 40% off. That's at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street, downtown Fort Recovery. So don't forget this great sale.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Easter is around the corner, and make it extra special for someone you love. Kalp Pharmacy offers a selection of Easter chocolates and candies, Melissa and Doug toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, and Arcanum, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Chances
chances are that you have more than enough chores to do every day. Banking shouldn't be one of them. That's why the St. Henry Bank offers the convenience of internet banking, automatic bill pay, and the master money and debit cards. Yet with all this automation, our biggest source of pride is how we do business with you face to face.
When it comes to banks, there's large, and then there's large enough. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein. Large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC.
Back here at Wapakoneta again, Fort Recovery defeats Ridgemont by a score of 58-24. So they advance to play on Saturday at 7 o'clock in the district championship. Looking at the stats for Ridgemont, they were 5 for 17 in the first half for 29%. 4 for 17 in the second half for 24%. Ridgemont tonight, 9 of 34, 26% from the field. Only 1 of 11 for 9% on threes, and 5 for 7, 71% at the free throw line. Ridgemont led in scoring by Priscilla Howland with 8, 4 for Faith Jenkins, and 2 each for Mackenzie Rader, Nadia Mardino, Shaylee McGrath, Meadow Comer, Jennifer Jordan, and Shauna Richardson. For Fort Recovery, the Indians were 5 for 15 the first quarter, 33%. Second quarter, 6 of 16, 38%. So at the half, the Fort Recovery Indians, 11 of 27, 41%. Third quarter, 9 of 12 for 75%. And fourth quarter, 2 of 5, 40%. Second half, Fort Recovery, 11 of 17, 65%. So only 41% in the first half, 65% in the second. They met right in the middle almost. 22 of 44 and even 50% for the ball game. 6 of 15, 40% on threes. And 8 of 14, 57% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery out rebounds Ridgemont tonight, 34 to 20. And turnovers, 15 for the Indians. And Ridgemont had 24. For Fort Recovery scoring tonight, Grace Penn had 19. Val Mullenkamp with 11. 8 for Olivia Patch. 7 for Kiara Wendell. 5 for Brooke Collig. 2 for Hope Wendell, Allie Vaughn, and Carly Stone. And 1 each for Brenna Holman and Elena Evers. Quarter scores, 13-3 Fort Recovery after 1. 29-11 at the half. 51-17 after 3. And again, 58-24 the Fort Recovery victory. The Indians are 19-5. Ridgemont ends at 16-9. We'll come back and talk about Saturday's matchup between either Minster or New Bremen coming up after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is my daddy there yet?
Was he coming here?
That's where he said he was going. He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
Well, new insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual would be a great gift for your family, and we have affordable choices. How much did you have to spend?
$2.52 and two bottle caps.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Spring will be here before you know it. Call Nature's Green Nursery just east of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for all of your outdoor needs. From enjoying new trees, shrubs, and flowers to patios, seat walls, and the soothing tranquility of a water feature or the warmth of a fire pit. Nature's Green Nursery, State Route 119 just east of Fort Recovery. JR Manufacturing of Fort Recovery Company since 1999 is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent in maintenance, production, engineering, skilled trades, and management. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. the time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson, the most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Wapakoneta, where again the Fort Recovery Indians pick up their 19th victory in the district semifinals, winning 58-24 over the Richmond Golden Gophers. Well, here's what we got coming up here in a few minutes. IU basketball, the pregame will be at 8 o'clock out of Madison Square Garden. IU will take on Rutgers. That will follow our broadcast here on the radio. Tomorrow night, we'll have Huntington North basketball sectional semifinals. It'll be Huntington North taking on Fort Wayne Wayne, and Fort Wayne South will take on Homestead. Justin Mangold and Zeb Hudson will be at Huntington North tomorrow night. That will be on AM 1440 and FM 105.3. Also tomorrow night on FM 100.9, it will be boys tournament play. Fort Recovery will be taking on Van Buren. And we will have that coverage beginning, I'm sure, probably before 6 o'clock tomorrow night. And Fort Recovery will be playing the Van Buren Golden Knights back at Elida. And, of course, Van Buren is coached by former Fort Recovery High School standout Tyler Niekamp. Scored 52 points in a ballgame 2003 for the Indians. And that was in tournament play. So we'll have that for you tomorrow night on FM 100.9 from Elida. And then Saturday night, again, we'll have Fort Recovery girls basketball from here at Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery will play the winner of this next game between Minster and New Bremen.
Minster, New Bremen, you can't assume that Minster is going to win that game. They played the regular season, and Minster only won 47-44. So even though Minster's a one seed and New Bremen's a three seed, this could be a good game in the second matchup. I think Fort Recovery would probably rather see New Bremen. They beat them in the regular season 36-20, and they lost to Minster at the buzzer on a 38-35. So we will find out coming up here later on.
All right, that will do it, I think, for our coverage this evening. Again, thanks to our many sponsors. Also, for those listening on Fort Recovery Internet Radio, thanks very much for listening as well. And again, Fort Recovery, a 58-24 win over Richmond here tonight. Stay tuned for IU basketball coming up. For Justin Mangold, I'm Jeff Oberholzer from Wapakoneta. Good night.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana.
Your tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.